and its school system are being sued together. I'm John Doman.
A bill that removes barriers to abortion services has passed in Virginia's Senate. I'm Nick Iannelli.
A look back at Larry King's favorite interviews. I'm Jason Fraley.
King dying at age 87. It's 1 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. As the nation tops 25 million U.S. COVID-19 cases, there are growing concerns about the new variants from Britain and South Africa. CBS's Tom Hansen reports.
The virus's variants are causing concern, now present in 22 states, including Michigan, where Dr. Jim Grant is the state chief medical officer for Blue Cross Blue Shield.
And that means if 1,000 people have COVID, that means with this variant, 1,500 people would get this variation of COVID.
Now, health officials are recommending more masks. Hard as it was to get people to wear one, some are saying double up and wear at least two.
There are celebrations in Wuhan, China, believed to be the source of the COVID-19 virus. CBS's Rami Innocencio is there.
On this first anniversary of the lockdown, it's so jarringly normal with people out and about, so different from the reality in the United States and so different from many countries around the world.
A farewell now to Larry King, who died today at the age of 87 after a half-century-long career.
I've talked to them all. I am grateful to the listeners who kept me going all these years, and I hope that 50 years from now when people talk about Larry King, they'll say he did a hell of an interview.
Retired CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer worked with Larry King at Mutual Radio and talks about how he got ready for those memorable interviews.
Larry King was unlike anyone else on the air. He bragged, really bragged about not preparing for the nightly interviews, the centerpieces of his radio and TV shows. His questions were of the basic who, what, when, where variety. To authors, he'd often ask, "Why did you write this book?" There were no gotcha questions. In one of his books, Larry King by Larry King, he said he found that he simply had the ability to draw people out.
Larry King died at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. Now to Capitol Hill, where the Senate will soon consider the second impeachment of former President Trump. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
For the second time in just over a year, an article of impeachment against President Donald Trump will be walked across the Capitol and delivered to the Senate Monday, triggering the start of the former president's trial.
The Senate will conduct a trial of the impeachment of Donald Trump. It will be a full trial. It will be a fair trial.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced the trial will begin the second week of February. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who has blamed Mr. Trump for the assault, was pushing for such a delay.
In Ohio, State Senator Stephen Hoffman has been chosen to lead that body's health committee. This even though the former ER doctor was fired for asking whether the hygiene of what he called the colored population was causing higher rates of COVID-19 in the black community. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
103 on Saturday, January 23rd, 30 degrees, a cold, windy day with highs in the 30s, but wind chills in the teens and 20s. Good afternoon. I'm Sandy Kozel with the top local stories we're following this hour. Coronavirus cases within the U.S. Capitol Force and the National Guard have spiked following that deadly attack on the Capitol.
So far, 150 members of the National Guard and 38 Capitol police officers have tested positive since responding to the January 6th riot. Officials also tell CBS News that more than half of the 25,000 troops that were deployed to the district will soon be returning home. Many of them were seen in close quarters inside the Capitol. Some Democrats have also expressed concerns their Republican colleagues didn't wear masks as they sheltered in place during the attack, raising concerns of a super spreader event. More than 120 suspects involved in the attack are now facing federal charges. Melissa Howell, WTOP News.
A Montgomery County mom, who's also an infectious disease scientist, is part of a coalition of parents and students urging that the schools reopen.
Scientists look at all the data and they make a consensus.
Immunologist Dr. Marjorie Smelkinson has kids in fourth, third, and first grade and a kindergartner in Montgomery County Public Schools.
I can definitely see that they're not learning as much as they did last year.
Noting the impact of remote learning on her children, she's pleased Governor Hogan's calling for all school systems to offer some in-person learning by March 1st. Dr. Malkinson says it's safe to do so.
The science shows that transmission in school is low. We are not asking to put anyone's life in danger.
Montgomery County Public Schools says it's deeply worried about reopening schools and will continue to assess the guidance from the state. Dick Iuliano, WTOP News.
A judge is allowing a group of parents to move forward with a legal challenge to new admissions policies designed to create a more diverse student body at an elite public high school in Northern Virginia. Fairfax County Public Schools had asked a judge to dismiss the lawsuit over the admissions policies at Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology, which is routinely ranked among the nation's top high schools. School board members say the changes are needed to address a longstanding lack of Black and Hispanic students. A ruling from the judge this week tossed out parts of the lawsuit, but allowed the core allegation to go forward. A family in Montgomery County is suing, alleging a pair of county police officers berated and even physically assaulted their son after the boy wandered away from class last year.
The lawsuit targets the schools after a five-year-old child was able to walk away from East Silver Spring Elementary last January. It took Montgomery County Police to find the child less than a mile away. The boy's mother, Shanta Grant, says police then verbally abused and threatened the boy, saying he should be spanked and even putting one handcuff around him.
Why are these officers treating him that way, in a way that no one should be treated?
Montgomery County Councilman Will Juwando.
Certainly not a five-year-old boy.
Both county police and schools declined comment. The family's lawyer tells Bethesda Beat everything alleged was captured from a police body camera.
Why wasn't the situation de-escalated by school staff?
John Dome in WTOP News.
The Virginia Senate has passed legislation that would increase access to abortion services.
Health plans that are offered through Virginia's Health Insurance Exchange are banned from providing abortion coverage, but that ban would be lifted under a bill that's passed through the state Senate. It now heads to the House. Democratic Senator Jennifer McClellan.
Private companies can't even offer coverage through a direct plan or through a rider. This bill just removes that restriction.
She says it would end unnecessary restrictions on reproductive health care options, but opponents say it would be difficult for people who have ethical objections to abortions to find state-run plans that don't cover them. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Coming up after traffic and weather, why Virginia state senators want to censure one of their colleagues. It's 107.
Are you single and surviving this pandemic all alone? Do you wonder how you're going to meet new people and even date as the world begins to open back up? Are you over online dating and virtual gatherings? Then it's time you join My Social Calendar. My Social Calendar is a nationwide events club for singles that's been around for 10 years. You can meet people face-to-face while hiking, hot air ballooning, going to cooking classes, or attending a wine tasting. You name it. Best of all, it's better than online dating. My Social Calendar plans over 20 events a month for single people to get out of the house and make new friends. Seriously, when was the last time you went out and had a blast and everyone was single like you? These are challenges.